It was a difficult business keeping the raft in mid-river while passing the slipstream. Briony helped Duddle to control the tiller. When they were safe downriver from the side pulling current, they hauled the raft onto the high bank, securing it to a crack willow with a stout rope. Duddle pole spike led them back along the bank until they reached the slipstream. It flowed on a slight downhill gradient, very fast and smooth, losing itself as it twisted and turned into the distance, where a big green sloped mountain stood out clear against a cloudless sky. Duddle tapped the side of his nose, cautioning them to be silent. Planting his bottom firmly on the edge of the bank, he dangled both footpaws in the water and spoke aloud as if to himself.
"Perfect day for a spot or fishing."
A squeaky, ill-tempered voice answered him.
"Clear off! You're fishing on my stretch of river!"
The overhanging plants on the bank's edge parted and a sour-faced bank vole clambered out and waved a knobbly stick at Duddle.
"Ha! I should have known it'd be you, Pulspike! Now go on! Shift yourself off my bank!"
Duddle grinned from ear to ear, teasing the bank vole.
"Oh, cheer up, Ilfril, and give us a smile. You know I'm not fishing. Come on, laugh. Your face won't crack."
The bank vole scowled and swiped at the reeds with his stick.
"What you want around here, then?"
"Looking for a ferret. Friend of the mole and mouse maid yonder. Did he pass along this stretch, perchance?"
Ilfril scratched his stubby chin thoughtfully, saying,
"I don't give information freely to trespassers, you know."
Tutty Polespike produced a thick wedge of the pear and red currant tart from beneath her apron.
"Parsnips and periwinkles. We didn't expect nothing for nothing off your old crab apple face. Take this. It's more than the likes of you deserves."
Ilfril grabbed the slice of pie, his eyes darting hither and thither as if some beast were trying to trick him.
"Ferrety! Saw him last night, late on, sitting astride a willow log, dozing off, fast asleep. Didn't have the sense to rouse himself and keep to mid-river. Shut off down the slipstream, snoring like an hedgehog. That one will get a rude awakening, I can tell you."
The bank vole clambered back into his den, dragging the pie slice with him, muttering and complaining.
"Got what you want now? Make yourself scarce and give creature a bit of peace."
Duddle placed a friendly paw on Briony's head.
"So, there you have it, my little bank blossom. Your ferret has taken a turn for the worse. This is where our paths must part. I couldn't risk life and limb taking my family down the slipstream. 'Tis a wild and dangerous waterway. I wouldn't advise any creature to follow it."
Toggart gazed at the swift-flowing water.
"Nor would either, but Missy Briony seem bound at the follery rascal, though I don't knows why."
Tutty agreed wholeheartedly with them all.
"Fiddles and follies. After what you've told me about that ferret, I wouldn't pass him the time of day, nor a piece of pie. Why does an honest mouse maid like yourself go chasing after such an evil vermin?"
Briony gave the only answer she could.
"Because I'm responsible for him. I've cared for Vale since he was a babe, and bad or good, I cannot desert him."
Tutty gave Briony a careful embrace, as is the way with hedgehogs, overcome with admiration for the mouse maid.
"Summers and strawberries. This earth would be a better place if there were more like you, Missy.